Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The military operation began. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Bat Yam, Israel.
Israel claims it has killed at least 9 Iranian nuclear scientists since its surprise operation earlier this week. Iran saying at least 78 people have been killed. The death toll climbing on both sides with no immediate signs of peace.
At least 13 people were killed overnight in Israel. President Trump warned Iran against retaliating against the U.S. There were protests against the Trump administration's policies in cities across the country on Saturday. While in Minnesota, the manhunt continues for the man suspected of killing State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband in what Governor Tim Walz called a politically motivated attack. Another state senator and his wife were injured in their home. This is ABC News. In London on Saturday, a vigil at a Hindu temple for victims of the Air India plane crash last week that killed at least 275 people. At least 20 victims said to have connections to that temple. Police in Elkhart, Indiana are investigating a series of early morning shootings that they say left one person dead and 11 others hurt. The investigation is underway. The governor of Missouri has signed a package of legislation, including hundreds of millions of dollars of state aid intended to persuade the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs and baseball's Kansas City Royals to remain in the state, as lawmakers in Kansas have made moves towards attracting the teams. And hockey's Florida Panthers are one game away from their second straight Stanley Cup. They beat the Edmonton Oilers 5-2 to take a 3-2 lead in the Stanley Cup final. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Father's Day is Sunday, and if you haven't found a gift yet, don't panic. Just come to Macy's Father's Day sale for gifts that'll make dad say, "This is perfect." Shop designer polos from Lacoste and Tommy Hilfiger, 30 to 50% off. Watches from Citizen and Bulova, 30% off. Fragrance gift sets, boxed and ready to give. Even a 36-piece Cuisinart grill set, now half off. Hurry in. Father's Day is this Sunday, and this sale is happening now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Taste the tradition at A&W in Boscobel, where Highway 61 meets hometown flavor. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Hi, I'm Amelia, inviting you to GIG, or Growing in God, at Willow Valley UMC in beautiful downtown Ithaca.
Hi, I'm Bree.
Hi, I'm Madison.
Hi, I'm Elise.
We're inviting you to GIG,
or Growing in God,
at Willow Valley UMC in beautiful downtown Ithaca.
GIG starts at 5:15 Wednesday nights.
Dinner is served, followed by singing,
dancing, crafts, all in a God-centered place.
Check us out on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Bo. We're on Facebook at Willow Valley Church.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and a good Sunday to you. Of course, we still have this unsettled weather pattern in place with showers and thunderstorms rolling across Iowa, southern Minnesota overnight into southwest Wisconsin. As we head through today, expect another gray day, mostly cloudy overall with those showers and storms early, gradually dissipating, breaking apart. And then the rest of the day, just a slight chance of showers. highs near 80 and feeling a touch humid as well with dew points in the low 60s. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after midnight, lows around 61. And then Monday will be partly cloudy, so we will see some sunshine with highs around 85 degrees and feeling humid with dew points in the mid to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible, especially later in the day, and some of those storms could be on the strong side with hail and damaging winds, so we'll monitor that. On Monday night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms possible, lows around 65. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the region. Some storms again could be strong, and more than a half inch of rain could fall, highs around 86. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms likely. Another half inch of rain or so is possible, highs around 79. We'll dry out a bit, thankfully, on Thursday, partly cloudy. There is a slight chance of showers early in the day, but then trending sunnier later in the day with highs around 83. And then Friday, partly cloudy, warming up to about 87 and feeling humid as well. A chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially later in the day, Friday into Friday night. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms as well. Another warm and humid feeling day with highs in the upper 80s around the area. So yes, definitely looks active. Cumulatively could have 1 to 2 inches of rain over the next 7 days in our area and generally across the upper Midwest due to the numerous rounds, the higher potential for some showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great rest of your day.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 62 degrees after a morning low of 62. And yesterday's high was 83, and we have received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1987 is 99 degrees, with a record low of 38 that was set back in 1969. Last year's high was 78, with a low of 57. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:44, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. Winds are calm. The barometric reading is 30.17, and we have received 56 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. The majority of that came between 4:15 and 4:30 this morning, when we received 49 one-hundredths of an inch during that 15 minutes. And once again, our current temperature is 62 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Look for mostly cloudy conditions today, showers and thunderstorms in the early morning, then a slight chance of showers for the remainder of the day with a high of 80. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after midnight, low 61, and partly cloudy, warmer and humid tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms possibly, especially later in the day, with some storms that could be severe and a high of 85. Currently in Richland Center, there is just cloudy skies, no rain at the time, and our temperature is now back up to 63 degrees.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Sunday, June 15th. Good morning for WRCO News. Sitting in for Bo Henricks, I'm Tim Thied. No Kings protests were held nationally and statewide yesterday. Lisa Hale reports.
No Kings protests and marches were held across the country and throughout Wisconsin Saturday to bring attention to what protesters are calling the fascist and authoritarian actions of the Donald Trump administration. One of the protests was in Oshkosh, where Democratic Wisconsin Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim spoke in solidarity with the protesters.
Flag means something to me. It means I have the freedom of opinions. It means I have the freedom of speech. I believe in the Constitution. Yeah. I believe in three branches of government. Yeah. I believe in checks and balances. Yeah. I believe in all of the amendments. Yeah. It is patriotic to stand up for those that do not have the ability to do so. It is necessary to use our voices for what's good and what's right about this country.
Dassler-Alfheim's appearance at the No Kings protest and later in Appleton's Flag Day parade was despite being advised not to by other lawmakers after Minnesota Democratic State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in a political assassination. Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife were also attacked in a separate incident.
Other cities holding protests yesterday included Richland Center, Dodgeville, Reedsburg, Baraboo, Milwaukee, Madison, Stoughton, Sauk Prairie, and Janesville, to name a few. Republicans have approved an increase in funding for Wisconsin schools at a fraction of what the governor asked for. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Republicans' plan increases school funding by about $330 million, but school districts will see no increase in general aid. Instead, that money goes to specific programs meant for special education and mental health. State Senator Mark Bourne, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee.
The governor's budget is always reckless spending that the state can't afford, and so we're choosing to make key investments and priorities, and these investments today will be some of the largest, they'll be the largest investments you'll see in the budget. I don't think we'll get to another agency where we'll put that level of funding in because it is a priority, but you have to be able to afford it.
Statewide, about 15% of students have individualized education plans, meaning they have some sort of special needs. Right now, for every dollar spent on special education, the state only pays about 31 cents. That's one of the lowest reimbursement rates in the nation. The governor's plan would have raised it to 60 cents. Republicans' proposal they approved last night increases special ed reimbursement from about 31 cents on the dollar to 37.5 cents. But according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it would increase reimbursement to 90% next year for kids with the highest level of needs. That's 3% of students in Wisconsin public schools. Republicans hope adding money for these programs will take some pressure off the rest of school districts' budgets. Meanwhile, leaders on the Joint Finance Committee also finalized tax cuts, a key priority for Republicans, by about $1.3 billion for Wisconsinites. Those cuts will apply to retirees and folks in the second lowest tax bracket. Of course, this proposal would need the governor's signature. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals concludes today at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The day begins with Cowboy Church at 8:30 in the H Building. Later in the morning, special introductions and naming of the Rodeo Queens start before the final performance. And Gary Deaver is the president of the Richland Center Rodeo Committee.
The finals starts at 11:30, and all the past all around and all the past queens, we introduce them, and the queen, the points are tallied. They know that on Saturday evening, but it's a surprise on Sunday who becomes queen. And at that time, the state board, a couple guys, they put the saddle on her horse. She rides around the arena with her roses and waves to everybody, and it's a fun time. And at noon, rodeo kicks off, and we started from there.
Cost to attend today's finals in the grandstands is $9 for adults, $8 for senior citizens and students, and $4 for children 6 to 12, and free for children 6 and under. Be sure to attend the final day of the 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals today at the Richland County Fairgrounds. America's leading research universities have played a critical role in the country's economic development, national defense, and social mobility dating back to World War II. Federal government investments in students and research and development was a significant driver of the global preeminence and the national impact. But the attitude towards universities has changed, leaving many to wonder what the future holds for higher education. What is the current attitude of the American public towards higher education, and how might that be affecting federal policy proposals? Historically, what has been the relationship between the federal government and the universities, and why it is important? And finally, what could this all mean for UW-Madison? Join the Wisconsin Foundation and Alumni Association's Mike Netter on Tuesday night at 7. This UW Now live stream will feature a live discussion with UW experts who will answer these questions and offer their insights on the relationship between the federal government and higher education. To watch live and chat with guests, please register at uwevents.com and select the UW Now live stream Research Universities Perception and Policy. You'll be sent to a link to watch the program. If you can't tune in on the night of the show, you'll be sent a link to the recorded version following the event. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
It was last known as the Junction Bar, located along Highway 60 and 80 near Muscadet. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the Muscadet Progressive, in an article dated December 8, 1988, landmark building now gone. Located along junctions of Highway 60 and 80, it was Friday night that the building had until recently housed the Junction Bar at the corners of Highway 60 and 80, but it was burned to the ground. The building had been scheduled for burning, but it would have been done by the Muscadet firemen the following week. The Friday night blaze was premature and happened shortly before midnight. Until recently, the building was operated by Larry Meyer, as was called the Junction Bar, but it had been vacated for purchase when the Wisconsin Department of Transportation was going to remove it for a bridge construction and highway improvement. Although names and buildings changed, a business operated on that corner for nearly 100 years. Above, pictured in the article by what would be a picture from Ellis Nelson, showed the structure in much earlier days. Mrs. Lucille Drake, whose father Harry Mulholland operated a gas station and tavern there, says the picture could be 54 or 55 years old. She's not sure. It was taken during a period when high water came along from the river and the backwater came right up to the building. According to what several longtime residents have in the community reported, the Mulholland's, along with Faye Storms, who operated the gas station there, experienced this quite often. Paul Post, he would tell you that during World War II years, the building was destroyed by fire and then rebuilt into a two-story structure. Among the owners of the tavern were Claude Long, John Brown, Ruth and Vern Nemore, Lesson D. Hardy, Gordon Gribble, and presently it's owned by Larry Meyer. The picture of the newer building with the road construction equipment was taken last week. Well, now today it no longer stands because it did burn to the ground on Friday. Listen next week for the history of Richland County for Richland County Dairy Days circa 1950.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aikie School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aikie School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Our very own lakes can have very high levels of bacteria, E. coli, and algae blooms that you do not want to swim in. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains where it comes from and how it can make you sick.
The Mayo Clinic says it's a bacteria that usually lives in animals' intestines. And this nasty bug gets into our water after recent rain drains urban sewer water and rural agricultural runoff into our lakes and streams. It's a major problem in Wisconsin, as fertilizer seeps into our water system from farm fields, alongside tons of manure getting washed into our recreational waters, causing major algae blooms to spark. It's called cyanobacteria, or what we call blue-green algae in our freshwater systems. It's the outbreak of smelly and slimy microorganisms that can kill fish and block sunlight from deeper water organisms. And for us humans, it causes nausea, vomiting, and may progress to more serious, long-term health issues like liver failure or cancer. And it can happen for people swimming in it, eating fish from it, or drinking the infected water. So the DNR and other agencies have to monitor hundreds of lakes and beaches for unhealthy levels. And there's actually an interactive map on their website that you can check out ahead of time. Or if you're already there, signs should be posted at those beaches. Higher temperatures and increased sunlight in summer months encourage and increase these algae blooms, and so does standing water. Remember, if the water looks or smells bad, stay out of it and keep kids and pets and livestock away. And follow advice from officials if the harmful algae is in your water. Fountains have been used to fight this in local ponds, and people in the community are using rain barrels to help reduce runoff. Also, using phosphorus-free fertilizers will help. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
WRCO News Time is 8:21. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Sunday, June 15th. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center, died June 4th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A private graveside service will be held at the Button Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
And this morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
And we have quite a few birthdays and anniversaries today on this 15th day of June. First of all, look who's turning 21 today. Happy birthday to Zachary Tony Jr. That's from your Grandma Jean. She says, love you, Grandma Jean. Also having a birthday today is Violet Roan. And that is happy birthday wishes come from the Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday to Zach Hardy. Love, Mom and Kim. Also, the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club would like to wish Aaron Kennedy a very happy birthday. to Linda Wankrell from the Durst Cousins. Very happy birthday today. Happy birthday to Sherry Meyer. That comes from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Birthday wishes go out to Catherine Miller, and that's from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Happy birthday today also to Nick Sailing, Angela Bradford Grisbeck, and Michael Tennant. And also happy anniversary to Nick and Leah Shepherd and Eric and Tricia Olson. And that's from the Richland Center Lions Club. The Muscadet Avoca Blue River Lions would like to wish a happy anniversary to Frederick and Tamara Puckett. Also, happy anniversary today from the Bloom City Town Crier to Dan and Loretta Ewing. And also a happy anniversary wishes to my brother-in-law and sister Chris and Sue Horth. And that comes from Lori and the guys. And happy anniversary to Sue and Chris Horth. That comes from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Today's birthdays and anniversaries have been sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thee. WRCO Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
There is Sunday Home Talent League action in the area today. With more, here's Phil Nee.
There is Home Talent Baseball today on the radio. Arena will host the Muscadet Mudcats. Muscadet is managed by Terry Zebarth.
We had a good game last week. We lost by one, but we had our chances. We had runners, so we had a chance to win that game, and that was against Belleville. So, like I said, you said we've been up and down. It's still kind of a rebuild year for us. Last year was really down. This is rebuilding, and we've got new players and some of the old ones, and it's looking up. It's getting better.
The Arena Aces manager, Nick Larson, talked about the team's schedule so far.
Week one, we beat Belleville, which is always right there at the top of the league. And last week, we went down to Schulzburg. We were both undefeated and back and forth game. And A. Jennings kind of carried us with his pitching and two home runs. And all in all, a good team effort. But, it's, you know, we got Muscadet coming up. And, you know, a lot of the kids know each other there. And just kind of tell the kids to, don't take it for granted. Muscadet had Belleville on the ropes last Sunday, I believe it was. So it's a game of baseball, and you got to want to make every play.
Join us for the game later today as Arena hosts Muscadet in area home talent baseball. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. Also last night in home talent league baseball action, Reedsburg beat Casanova by a score of 3-1. The WIAA softball tournaments wrapped up in Madison yesterday, and teams taking home crowns include in Division 5, Belmont took home the Division 5 title by beating Almond Badencroft by a score of 8-3. In Division 4, it was Mishicot beating Pacelli by a score of 1-0. In Division 3, Poinette beat Fall Creek 11-5. Taking home the Division 2 crown was Denmark as they beat Jefferson 4-1. And winning the Division 1 title was Kakana, defeating Kenosha Bradford by a score of 1-0. Nolan Gorman hit a three-run homer. Wilson Contreras added a solo shot in the ninth inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers 8-5 last night to snap a six-game losing streak. William Contreras hit a leadoff homer for Milwaukee that capped the scoring as the brothers both homered in the ninth inning. Victor Scott had two RBIs for the Cardinals. Gorman's homer, which chased starter Jose Quintana, made it 7-1 in the fifth. Other scores from last night in the major leagues include the Marlins over the Nationals 4-3, the Reds beat the Tigers 11-1, the Cubs defeated the Pirates 2-1, it was the Rangers over the White Sox 5-4, the Phillies beat the Blue Jays 3-2, the Orioles defeated the Angels 6-5, it was the Rays over the Mets 8-4, the Braves beat the Rockies 4-1, the Athletics shut out the Royals 4-0, it was the Astros beating the Twins 3-2, the Diamondbacks over the Padres 8-7, the Mariners beat the Guardians 4-3, and the Red Sox, they had the same score in their game against the Yankees. The Red Sox beat the Yankees 4-3, and the Dodgers defeated the Giants 11-5. Catchers Wilson and William Contreras became the second pair of brothers to homer in the same inning as opponents in baseball's modern era. Both went deep yesterday in the ninth inning of the St. Louis Cardinals' 8-5 win over the Milwaukee Brewers that snapped the Cards' six-game skid. Wilson Contreras' ninth homer of the season, a solo shot to right center, gave St. Louis the 8-4 lead in the top of the ninth. William Contreras led off the bottom of the half of the inning with his sixth homer. The Contreras brothers are the first to homer in the same inning as opponents since Rick and Wes Farrell on July 19th, 1933. And the last game of that series, the Brewers are looking to make it three games to one in that series as they take on the Cardinals. And the first pitch will be at 1:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 12:35. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open eyes, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
began a good work in you. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. If the struggle you're facing is slowly replacing your hope with despair, or the process is long and you're losing your song in the night, you can be sure that the Lord has His hand on you, safe and secure. He will never abandon you. You are His treasure, and He finds His pleasure in you.
Began a good work in you. to take.